Please be seated.
好，请坐下。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have a Bible study this book of Joshua.
奉主耶稣圣名开始今天下午的查经，就是查约书亚书。
Book of Joshua. Book of Joshua. It's very once we study the book of Joshua, we can understand actually book of Acts in the New Testament.
我们在查考约书亚记的时候，就可以更加了解使徒行传。The
Book of Joshua is a conquering promised land.
因为约书亚记在叙述怎么夺下应许之地。The
Lord Jesus, when he ascended to heaven, he asked his disciple remain there and then receive the promised one from above.
那主耶稣在升天之前，他吩咐他的门徒要 在要等待要降下来的帮助。So
once you receive power from above, then you become my witness.
那他们一旦得到了从上头来的力量，就可以为主做见证。And
then I ask them to preach the gospel to the Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and to the whole world.
那耶稣也要求他的门徒要
A Christian life is a life of conquering.
所以一个基督徒的生命也是要去占有新的土地。
We have our own enemy within us, like flesh, and temptation from out there too.
那我们也有敌人，我们的敌人就是我们自己的肉体，还有一些诱惑。
So we have to conquer ourselves within, and also we have the conquering of outside.
所以我们必须征服自己，也必须征服这些诱惑。
So once they begin their conquering, all these people gathered together in the Gilgal, they have all circumcised.
那所以在占领应许之地之前，以色列百姓就在吉甲受了割礼。
Now that's the preparation of their conquering.
那这就是他们征战之前的准备。
And then these people, they led by the Joshua, they first city like Jericho, they conquered.
所以约书亚就带领这些人去占领第一个城市，就是耶利哥城。
This is awesome conquering because they never used their own method, but they used the method of God.
那在这场战争中，他们没有用自己的方法，是完全的依靠神。
It gives us a very important understanding of our ministry.
那这给我们是一个很好的教训。
Our church ministry is not depends on the man's power, man's logic, and man's way of maneuvering.
这教导我们说，在教会做事不是靠着人的力量，而是靠着神的力量。
Now this one have to rely on the God's method.
那我们必须依靠神的方法。It's
just like during the time of Apostle at the beginning, when these people start marching themselves spiritually to conquering the world, it's not by their own method, by using the receive from power from above.
就像使徒在他们的时代要出去征服这块。 土地，新的土地的时候，他们是靠着神的方法。
It all came from the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他们是靠着圣灵的智慧和带领。
So we can tell what during the time of apostles, what they have done it, what during the time of Jesus, what the apostles have done at that time, the conquering is greater than actually during the time of Jesus.
所以当时使徒传福音的地区比耶稣自己传福音的地区还要大。That's
because Jesus before he ascended to heaven, he mentioned that it is better I go up and so that I can send you the Holy Spirit that you can greater than what I have done it.
连耶稣自己都说他升上天，对，让从上头来的力量。 下来是对大家比较好，因为这样他们就可以传到更远的地方。
While the Joshua conquering the land, the Jericho is the one of the most the biggest one is the ones that he conquered, and all the people of Israel they are so excited, they uplifted their heart.
那在 迦南地之中，耶利哥城算是大城，所以一旦把大城征服了之后，以色列人的信心就会增加。
But yet the facing of the sin within themselves.
但是在这个同时，他们必须面对自己心中的罪。
But Achan he stole the things which is from the Jericho, the precious one. They hide it in their tent.
那亚干也从耶利哥城，夺取了不该夺的东西。
It is one of the most the saddest story in the book of Joshua.
那亚干的故事是约书亚记里面最可悲的故事。
But this battle is not the battle for their own battle, but this battle is for the purpose for the God's glory.
那以色列人的战争不是为了他们自己的荣耀，而是为了神的荣耀。
Because of that, that one time they marching to the Ai, they failed.
那有一次他们失败，就是他们要攻打爱城的时候。
And there, the God mentioned about the because of the sin within you in Israel.
那也神也提到他们会失败，是因为以色列人的罪。
The we know though in the during the time of apostle when they preached the gospel and the churches continued to grow, many people the motivated they sell the property they bring to the Lord.
那在使徒时代。教会刚开始建立的时候，很多人变卖家产，然后把他们的家产分给教会。
But we know Ananias and Sapphira, they lied to the Holy Spirit, and both of them they offered to God things, but yet they hide behind, so they are facing of the judgment of God.
但是亚拿尼亚夫妇他们藏了一些财产，欺骗了圣灵，所以他们就被审判了。
Actually, once you read the book of Acts, that is one of a sad story in the book of Acts.
那我们如果看《使徒行传》，这个亚拿尼亚的故事在《使徒行传》里面也是最可悲的一个故事。
But then once the sin is removed,
但是一旦这个罪从中间铲除之后
，God continue to guide with the people, the Christians.
神就继续与基督徒同在。
Same thing like in Joshua, that once they find out that they send removed from the Israel.
就像在约书亚记里面，把亚干的罪从以色列人之中铲除之后。
So the conquering is continue on for the successfully, to all the city by city continue to conquer.
以色列人就有办法继续的战胜这片新地。
It took about five and a half to six years time to continue to conquer the most of the land.
他们花了五六年的时间来征服这整个迦南地。
But yet still the some of the part of the here and there little does the remnants of the native people still at that time have survived.
但是在迦南地中也有少。部分的原本的人还存留在那里。
Later, these little bit here, little bit there, these people eventually growing up later on.
那后来这个存留下来的人，就渐渐强大。
So we can say that within the victories, within their successful, you know, the victory of conquering behind, that there is some shadow follow up after that.
所以我们也可以说，虽然他们在整体上是打了胜仗，但是有一些也有一些阴影存在。
So the book of Joshua showing this wonderful God's guidance and His victory, yet because of their faith is not enough to conquer, so the shadow is following up for some kind of glory. Yet there is a shadow.
所以约书亚记虽然在叙述神的带领，神的帮助，但是因为以色列人的信心不足，所以继续有着这些阴影的存在。
And also because we find out the book of Acts.
那我们再回来看
It is a story that it's a continue to move on for the preaching the gospel.
是我们如果继续看使徒行传一直在述说使徒是怎么传福音。
But yet they're conquering. I mean they're At that times of spiritual conquering also has a limitation.
但是他们的属灵战争也有一些限制。
And end up the truth eventually after this period of time, the compromised.
那使徒时代之后，真理也有变质。
During this age era, move into the you know the fathers, and then also into the Roman Catholic that we know that.
那后来教会就渐渐变成天主教的教会。
Power is greater than before. Maybe more people as actually Christianity is multiplied.
那天主教还有现今的基督教的权势比当时还要大许多。
But it's just like what Jesus mentioned that the kingdom of God is the kingdom of God is like a you know the dove the dough that what is the east within.
但是就如耶稣叙述，主耶稣叙述的，天国就像一团面，里面有笑。
It gives us a very important teachings to us.
那这也告诉我们一个很重要的
教训。The Christian life, if we have anything the east within or things that we're supposed to conquer, we do not conquer, then this one is continue to grow within us.
这就告诉我们，如果我们在征战中有一些东西没有战胜，这些存留下来的会继续的在我们的身体中成长。
End up we live in his promised land.
那最后我们虽然是住在应许之地，
yet we are facing a lot of challenges and also, well, Christian life cannot be victorious, but keep on defeating by the enemies.
但是我们并不能得到完全的胜利，我们会继续的被敌人所战胜。
This is also the church, also same way to can the pictures apply to there.
那在教会里面也是一样。
Now that we can talk about the book of Joshua chapter 14.
所以我们今天可以翻回约书亚记第十四章。
Chapter 14 is And the allocation, also the piece of land after they finished their battle.
约书亚记十四章在描述在占领这地之后是怎么分。
If you look at the
分给各个支派。
The book of Joshua, chapter 11, verse 23, that the battle is finished because the most of conquering is done.
在约书亚记十一章二十三节这里。讲到说，那全地都被夺了。
Outside of the big pictures of conquering is finished, but actually inside of conquering is continue go on local because local fighting still on.
所以在大局上战争已经结束，但是还有小小的征战。
Let's look at the chapter 14.
我们请翻开约书亚记第十四章。
Chapter 14.
十四章。
From verse 1. Now these are the territories which the sons of Israel inherit in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest of the Joshua, the sons of Nun, and the head of the household of the tribes of the sons of Israel, apportioned to them for the inheritance. Verse 2. By the lots of their inheritance, as the Lord commanded through Moses for the nine tribes, and half tribes. The winner gets the two and a half tribes that get the east side of the portions.
我们知道有两个半族是得到约旦河的东边。
So here the allocated is the rest of the tribes of their land accordingly through the drawing the lot they give it to them.
那后来其他的地是以抽签来分给其他九个半支派。
But verse 2 and 3, and he mentioned that God allowed through the Joshua to allocate the land, but the Levites, verse 3, they mentioned that but he did not give the inheritance to the Levites among them.
对，第三节这里讲，虽然大家都分到了地，但是他们中间没有把产业分给利未人。
So the verse 4 clearly there's a son of Joshua, Joseph, were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim, and they did not give a portion to the Levites in the land except the city of live in with their pastures, lands for their the livestock and for their property.
那第四节这里说，因为约瑟的子孙是两个支派，就是马拿西和以法莲，所以没有把地分给利未人，但给他们诚意居住，并诚意的郊野，可以牧养他们的牲畜，安置他们的财物。
Actually, the land is all located to twelve pieces, but because of the Joseph's the tribe of Joseph divided to the two portion, which is this portion is for the portion of the birthright as of the first son's portion. So give the two portion to them.
那虽然有十二块地，但是约瑟他有两个支派，就是他是长子的，就是给长子的意思。
God designed the Levites do not have any portions of their life to be expanded, grow in a physical sense. So only give them a city and the things that they can hold it their life to help themselves. That's all.
所以在神的计划中，利未人是没有分到地，那他们是有分到城可以居住，也有可以喂养牛群、牧养牛群的地方。
Yeah, this is a great blessing for the Levites.
那对利未人讲，这是一个相当大的祝福。
So they can focus their life to help the work of the Tent of Tabernacles and also the role as a priest.
因为这样的安排，所以他们可以全心的照顾会幕，还有神家里的事情。
Rest of them, God will take care of them.
那其他的利未人，除了祭司以外的利未人，也会被神照顾。
I think this spirit also nowadays apply to us the same thing.
那这个精神在今天还是持续着。
So, Levites, who is the Levites nowadays?
那今天的利未人是谁呢？
Anybody think about Levites?
所以我们想想看，今天的利未人是谁
？I know, because I'm standing here, so you're very afraid, right? Because you're scared.
我因为站在这里，你们都不好意思讲。
Women are we, right?
Yeah.
So it's all of us.
我们都是利未人。
So it's important the Christian life. Where is your inheritance?
所以在基督徒的生活中，我们要了解我们的产业在哪里。
If you cannot define your inheritance,
如果我们没有办法说清楚我们的产业是什么
，Your life is very confused.
那我们的生命会有非常混浊。
Since we have a flesh,
因为我们带着肉体
，But we have a desire of the following of our you know the tempted of you know following of our flesh.
我们会被诱惑要跟从我们肉体的情欲。
Sometimes we think that the world can give us a lot of things, a lot of portion of things that we can, this world offer to us.
有时候我们觉得我们只要工作，这个世界就会给我们很多东西。
It's not true.
但是这不是事实。
This is only illusions.
这只是一个幻觉。
I do not say you become very.Under the poverty, so you can have an eternal hope. You know, it's not that.
我不是说大家要变得非常贫穷才看得到永远的希望。
It is important that we can give, because money is important.
因为钱财还是重要的。
But money cannot be the priority of our object of worship to follow our heart of greedy mind.
但是我们的心不能跟从着完全跟从着钱财，还有追求钱财。
So in the first Timothy 6 mentioned that because love of the money is all the source of evil.
那提摩太前书也告诉我们，我们如果贪爱钱财，就是罪恶的根源。
Everybody God gave us a different amount of portion to help our faith.
那神给我们每个人不同程度的财富。让我们来帮助我们。
Because how much we receive the blessing from God, we can think about it.
我们也可以想想，我们从神那里领到多少的祝福。
Once you go out to third country, you can tell our blessing is considered a great amount of blessing.
我们如果去第三世界国家，就可以知道我们是多么的富足。
Well, at least we have a place to live.
因为我们至少有住的地方。
But we have things to eat. You know, we can. We can go sometimes go to the Costco and a lot of sampling even enough for our meal.
我们有很多吃的，有时候甚至可以去 Costco 免费的吃这些这些食品。
Many times we buy too much, so that actually we throw away too much too.
那有时候我们也买太多食物，有些还会还要必须要丢掉。
We have a lot of clothing too.
我们也有很多衣服。
Well, sometimes we offer to the in the malls the making hall, but we have enough actually clothes we have.
那我们有时候去买衣服的时候，其实上已经我们家里已经有足够的衣服。
We have shoes. We have you know, multi pair of the shoes we have.
那我们有非常多双鞋子。
I remember because when I was elementary school.
那我记得我在上小学的时候。
Korea was really poor at that time.
那时候韩国非常的穷。
They say it's even poorer than an African country.
他们说当时是比非洲国家还要贫穷。
Because we have first we have rubber shoes and after that we have you know the shoes very basic shoes we can say.
那刚开始大家只有橡皮的鞋子，后来就变成很简单的鞋子。
Bottom has a hole, so the rainy days water coming through the bottom up.
那因为鞋底下面还有一个洞，所以下雨天的时候水就会漏渗上来。
We're trying to cut the rubber and then make it heat it up and then touch the bottom of being wearing it.
那所以如果鞋底有洞的话，我们就拿一块橡胶把它加热，然后再放。去补这个洞。
And the sideways, because this one is make a hole that we can, you know, can, what is it, with a needle to, the.
Sew it.
Yeah, sewing and that we can hold to cover them.
那如果是鞋的旁边有一个，就是磨到一个洞的话，我们就会缝起来。
Because life, we can say in the old time, we can tell life was a very kind of a basic at the times.But yet, everybody they're so thankful to God.
那以前的生活非常简单，但是大家还是对神非常感谢。
Once we look at the entire whole world.
那我们如果看看全世界。
Because our status nowadays, the worthy status, we are the top 2-3% actually.
我们如果跟全世界相比的话，我们是全世界的百分之二或是三的富，的富算是最富足的人。
We actually exceedingly rich in the within the whole entire earth actually.
如果跟全世界的国家相比，我们是非常富足的。
God already prepared everything for us.
那神为我们准备了全我们所有的需要。
There is a great reason to be joyful in our life.
我们在生命中有很多就是应该是非常的快乐。
Also, the God gave us this status of a spiritual Levite.
那神也给我们这个属灵立位人的身份。
You know, because in our time, why we are more blessed than during the time of Joshua and other those Israelites?
我们为什么比当时的以色列人或是约书亚还要幸福？
Because at that time, God chose the Levites to do all the holy work, so they are the one can be a priest.
因为当时只有利未人能够做圣工，利未人能够当祭司。
Rest of the Israelites, they cannot be the priests, you know, because of they are different, come from different tribes.
那其他以色列人如果是其他支派的，他们不能做这样的事情。
No, actually, the spiritual sense of it is such a great blessing that we have.
所以在属灵上，我们是非常的受祝福。
The Bible mentioned that Peter said we are royal priesthood.
那彼得也有说到我们是君尊的祭司。
This is a great a privilege and honor that our status.
所以我们的身份是非常荣耀的。
And we have to ask why we believe in God.
那我们也要问自己，为什么我们相信神？
Because of reason for the material things.
是为了物质上的富足吗？
Well, we can pray, of course we have to pray to God for my job and business of my family, and you know, there's a lot of reason, yes.
当然我们是为了我们的工作、事业、家庭来跟神祷告。
But ultimate purpose of believing God is because of the spiritual blessing that is secure for our inheritance.
但是我们最终敬拜神的目的就是得到这个属灵的产业。
We already conquered the conquering of the our the promised land.
我们已经战胜了应许之地。
The Lord Jesus sent us the Holy Spirit within us.
那主耶稣也降下圣灵给我们。
The Holy Spirit help us conquer, continue conquering of ourselves, inner our heart.
那圣灵不断的让我们 战胜我们自己的内心之地。
Have you noticed that outside of people, they do not struggling of their life, you know, from the desire of spirit and desire of the flesh. They don't think that way.
那我们看到很多 不信主的人，他们心中并没有这个挣扎，是属灵或是肉体的挣扎。
The worldly people follow up by their desire of the flesh.
因为 属世的人，他们只是追求着他们 肉体的情欲。
So from the physical point of view, and we can say, actually, the outside of the Gentile, their life is easy, actually.
所以如果在讲肉体上的事情。 从肉体上来说, 不信主的人，他们的生活反而比较容易。
They don't have to fight. They don't have to struggle in their heart.
他们的内心中并不需要征战。
The following of their desire of the flesh, then their life they consider is that's good enough.
那他们只要遵从, 他们肉体的情欲, 跟从肉体的情欲, 他们的生活就可以不错。
But Christian life struggling.
但是一个基督徒的生活是充满着战争。
We know that there's a desire of a flesh and desire of the spirit.
因为我们知道心中有属灵的一派，还有属肉体的一派。
Actually, when we receive the Holy Spirit, our status is already given to us.
那当我们得到圣灵的时候，我们这个身份就已经赐给我们了。
When we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, at that time, we already our conquering is already given us for the, as a victory.
那我们是奉主耶稣圣灵受洗礼的时候，我们已经得到了胜利。These
victories no one can take away from us.
那没有人能够从我们身上夺走这个胜利。So
Bible tells this is 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那圣经中告诉我们，这是记载在哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第十五章。
From verse 15.
第十五节.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 50.
哥林多前书第十五章第十五节.
Now I say this, brother, the flesh and the blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit and the imperishable. 51. Chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 now.
对不起. 哥林多前书第十五章第五十一节.
Behold, I tell you the mystery: we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. 52. The moment, in the twinkling of the eyes, in the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. 53. For this perishable must put on the imperishable, and this mortal must put on the immortality. Verse 54. But when this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and the mortal will have put on the immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, that is a swallower up in victories. Oh, death, where is your victories? Oh, death, where is your stings? The mention about the Christians, so we are getting into this inheritance, which is not a perishable but imperishable.
这里告诉我们，基督徒的产业是不会朽坏的。
Who can have this wonderful privilege and blessing?
那谁能够得到这么好的祝福呢？
That we have them.
那这就是我们可以得到这样的祝福。
We can say we are victorious against the death.
我们可以说我们已经战胜了死亡。
Christian death is not the death as a death at the final judgment, right?
因为当一个基督徒过世的时候，那并不是最后的死亡。
The Christian's death is actually sleeping.
那基督徒 在这个世界去世之后只是在睡觉。
Waiting for his second coming and change ourselves to gain the new life, the imperishable one.
那我们就睡着了，等待主耶稣的第二次来临。那时候我们就会被改变。So
that we are in the already secure of the true victory.
所以我们已经得到了这个最后的胜利。
But at the same time, there is an enemy within us too.
但是在这同时我们心中也有敌人。
Because we have a flesh within.
因为我们心中还是有肉体存在。
So while we live in this world,
所以我们只要我们住在这个世界上，
The Wiking says spiritual local battle is continue on.
我们就会持续的在在打属灵的战争。
We have to make victories on this battle.
那我们在属灵的征战中必须胜利。
So that Paul mentioned the fight, the good fight of faith.
所以保罗他提醒我们要打那美好的仗。
So the local, this fighting is continuing until the last day of our life.
那我们这些在属灵上的战争会持续到我们活着的最后一天。
Major victories already we are secure within us.
在大体上我们已经得到胜利。
But local our battle.It is important.
但是这些小小的战争在持续着。
Because all the enemy has to be eliminated.
因为全部的敌人必须被消灭。
So we can have a true free from our flesh ourselves.
这样的话，我们才可以战胜我们自己的肉体。
So the truth lead us the true, you know, freedom.
那真理会带给我们真正的自由。
The true freedom we talk about the weekend, we can manage our life with the rely on the Spirit of God to make a victory from our flesh.
那真正的自由就是能够借着神的帮助战胜我们的生命。
Yes, because we are flesh, so we are weaker than Satan, actually.
因为我们带着肉体，所以我们比撒旦还要更软弱。
But with the Lord, everything is possible.
但是只要有神，什么都是可能的。
When God gave a victory through the Joshua and his people, it's not because of their strong, actually.
那当时神让借着约书亚带领以色列人打胜战，这不是因为他们多么的强盛。
But because actually they are very small, actually the nations actually is quite small and the small people. Actually Moses remind to them.
那摩西也提醒这些以色列人，他们的民族是非常渺小的。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们请翻开《申命记》。
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7.
第七章第六到第七节。
Deuteronomy 7, verse 6 and 7.
申命记第七章第六到第七节。
Now for you are the holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his own possession. Out of all the people who are on the faith of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you because you were more numbered than any of the people, for you were fewest of all people. They remind his own people, actually, they are the fewest.
所以摩西在这里提醒百姓，他们在万民中是最少的。
Don't think that we are strong.
那我们也不能就是觉得我们自己很强。
If we think we are strong, we don't rely on God.
因为我们如果自己有认为自己有能力，我们就不会依靠神。
It seems like there's many things we can handle it. Yes, it looks like it's true.
在我们如果觉得自己很有能力，我们就会想要自己想办法解决事情。
Many times we think we're capable enough.
那我们常常也觉得自己有能力。
But Paul said, "I can do all things."
但是保罗说他万事都能。
But through him who strengthened me.
这是借着神，他万事都能做。
So that our energies, our strength, our wisdom, we have to understand we all came from God.
那我们也要了解我们的体力、我们的智慧、力量，这些都是从神而来。
Otherwise, we are end up to facing of the failing of a battle like Israelites.
否则我们就会战败，就像以色列人当时战败一样。
So actually, Christian life is a continued battle.
那所以一个基督徒的生活中会不断的有战争。
So let ourselves subject to God.
所以让我们倾向于神。
So let the God can help us.
让神能够帮助我们。
So Joshua chapter 14.
所以约书亚记十四章。
When there's introduced Joshua chapter 14 verse from 6.
所以约书亚记十四章第六节开始。
There's introduced the name that it said the verse from 6.The son of the Judah they drew near to the Joshua in Gilgal, and the Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the Kenites, and said to him. So we can say this is a, now it's the name of Caleb came out here.
所以这里讲到加勒这个人的名字。
Yeah, he talked about the chapter 14, verse 7. He joined this journey when he was 40 years old.
所以约书亚记十四章第七节告诉我们，加勒是四十岁的时候开始进入迦南地。
And then he really
旷野。
And he's the one of the he mentioned he's the one of the spying that sent it to the Jericho.
那他也在这里讲到，他是
I'm sorry, it's a land of Canaan, yes.
他是当时的迦南地的一个探子。
But we know that Joshua and Caleb, they were sent to the spy and came back. They report the positive report to the Israelites.
那我们知道约书亚还有加勒他们去窥探全地回来之后，他们把正面的消息给以色列人。
It's God promised them.
那他们也说这是神的应许之地。
Then they can come to the land of Canaan. They are the one that.Take over the land, the promised land.
那到最后，他们也征服了这个地。
This is what God promised to Joshua and Caleb.
那当时这也是神对约书亚还有加勒的应许。
Here, the Caleb he came approach the Joshua and then asking for the promise, the land that his household can live.
那在这里，加勒。又回来见约书亚，提醒他被当时被应许的地。
Over 46 years during this time, he never forget the God's promise.
那在这46年之间，加勒并没有忘记神对他的应许。
So we can find out his age is about 86.
所以从这里我们可以看到他是86岁的人。
So he God gave him continued strength, and then continued to let him to fight for the conquered the land.
那神给他力量，让他能够加入就是占领迦南地的这一件事。
This is God's blessing.
那这对加勒来说，这是神。
Of course, it's the Old Testament time. God gave him a strength and physical strength, and can have a capable enough to fight against the enemy.
那在旧约时代，神给加勒这个体力，能够战胜敌人。
If for us nowadays, if we continue to rely on the Spirit of God, if we continue holding upon His promise,
那今天我们如果继续的依靠神，抓住他的应许，
God will give us strength.
神会给我们力量。
We know because Apostle Paul once he become to be apostle.
那保罗成为使徒的时候，
he wants he the journey of his ministry because he's not just comfortably stay in the promised land, but he had to go out, and then his life is a pioneer out to the facing of all the difficulties of outside of people and the Gentiles, all kinds of
他不是舒舒服服的待在教会，他是出去到各种各种新的地区去传。
He have gone through a lot of difficulties.
他也遇见了很多困难。
We can say physical life, the physical point of view, he's one of the foolish men in the world.
那在属世的观点上，他是一个非常愚蠢的人。
Because he give up his life to the Lord, the life itself is a lot of stress because he cannot be the one to be praised by the people. He cannot be climb up to the high top of the Pharisees, whatever, Sanhedrin, whatever. He can have it, but to be respect by the people, he giving up everything.
因为他一旦跟从了神，他就没有办法成为被荣耀的法利赛人，他就不再被大家尊敬。
Spiritual sense, he is the one of most successful one.
可是在属灵上来说，他是最成功的一个人。
Give up everything for the Lord.
因为他为了主放弃一切。
Yet his life have gone through a lot of difficult times.
但是他生命中有非常多的困难。
And also he have a he's facing own especially own people.
尤其是他自己人对他的挑战。
He mentioned about the in the Second Corinthians how much he have gone through the difficult times.
那在哥林多后书，他有叙述到他的困难。
It is kind of we cannot even bear this kind of suffering maybe.
我们也许都没有办法想象他是受了多少的苦。
Now that's what the Second Corinthians chapter 11, from 23 mentioned about that this is the life.
所以在哥林多后书第十一章第二十三节之到最后都是在叙述他的他所受的苦。
Because chapter 11 verse 23, beaten times without number, which he cannot count, because so many times he's beaten by the, you know, so much of the beaten by the people.
在二十三节这里讲，他受鞭打，太多次都没有办法数了。
Many times imprisonment.
那他也下了监牢。
But verse 24 especially mentioned that I received from the Jews 39 lashes, five times.
那第二十四节，他在这里讲，他被犹太人鞭打过五次，每次都三十九次。
Jesus not even having this kind of five times, you know, slash this times.
连主耶稣都没有被鞭打五次。
The huge amount of the suffering in his life. Also at the same time, he has a thorn in his body too.
那他的骨中也有一个刺。
Sometimes, you know, the threatening of the sea.
那有时候他遇见海中的危险。
Threatening of the desert.
那旷野的危险。
Sometimes nothing to eat.
那有时候他没有食物吃。
All kinds of suffering he have gone through.
那所以他受了很多苦。
But he never give up his life to serve God, to seeking God, and his ministry to be completed.
但是他不断地追求神，然后为神做工。
This is a true victory.
所以这就是真正的胜利。
He chose actually the worst one in his life, actually.
那他在生命中好像做了最坏的选择。
But later he gained the best one he gave.
可是后来我们知道他是做了最正确的选择。
But we know the Second Timothy, when he was in the prison, which is the Second Timothy, the most last book of his writing.
那提摩太后书是他写的最后一个书卷。
Second Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太书第四章。
From verse 5.
第五节开始。
Second Timothy chapter 4 from verse 5.
提摩太后书第四章第五节。
But you be sovereign in all things, endure hardship, do the work of the evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, which means about his diet, the time to death. The time of my departure has come. He feels that he knows that. Verse 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Verse 8. In the future, there is laid out for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judges, will award me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. The Paul you mentioned about his fighting for the fighting of the promised land.
所以保罗在这里讲到他为了这个应许之地打那美好的仗。
Not only the promised land, he wants to gain this the crown of righteousness.
他不但要征服这个应许之地，他还要得到神为他存留的冠冕。
Now, once you look at the book of Joshua, chapter 14,
我们如果看到约书亚记第十四章
his age, the Caleb, his age of 85.
这里加勒是差不多八十五岁。
At that time, he asked the hillside of the country.
那时候他是要求那山坡地。
Let's look at the Joshua chapter 14.
我们请翻开约书亚记第十四章。
From verse 10.
第十节开始。
And now behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke. These are 45 years from the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses when Israel walked in the wilderness. Now behold, I am 85 years old today. Verse 11. I am still as strong today as I was in the day that Moses sent me, and as my strength was then, so my strength is now for the word and for going out and coming in. Verse 12.
12.
Now then, give me the hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there with a great fortified city. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I shall drip them out as the Lord had spoken. Here the Caleb, he asked for the hill country.
在这里，加勒他要求要山地，就
This hill country actually worst portion of the land.
那这个山地原本就是这迦南地的一部分。
During about 5.5 years of the conquering, but Israelites, all these people cannot conquer this place.
那经过了五年的战争之后，以色列人还是没有办法拿下这个山地。
Because the Anakim, which is the great people, live there.
因为亚纳族人住在那里。
So no one dared to ask, you know, that I want to go up, take over this land.
那也没有人。敢要求要得到这个地，要把这些人征服。
Actually, the worst portion in the land, the people they reluctantly wants to go take over.
那其实上这是在迦南地之中最不好的一块地。
But he willing to go up, his own people to willing to conquer this land.
但是加勒他愿意与他的族人要战胜这个地。
The way of the Christian life, we easy going of life, we can do that too.
那如果基督徒要过一个平顺的生活也是可以的。
But once we gain the true, the precious one.
但是我们如果了解到什么有价值。
We know that Paul, he fight the good fight in his faith.
我们就像保罗一样愿意打那美好的仗。
Because he give up everything for the gain of Christ in his life.
那保罗也是为了耶稣，为了基督舍弃一切。
God gave him a strength.
那神也赐给他力量。
God continue to guide him.
那神也继续的带领他。
If we rely on God in our life,
我们如果在生命中也依靠神。
We know that we have a portion of the land still we have to conquer.
我们也知道有一部分的地还是需要征服。
Why we have to continue to pray to God?
为什么我们要继续与神祷告呢？
Already we had a victories in a sense.
我们会想说，也许我们在大致上得到了胜利。
But still there is a portion.That we have to conquer.
但是在迦南地中还有一些地方必须征服。
Many times the flesh is one of them.
那时常我们的肉体是这个一部分。
We want to be free.
这个迦南地的一部分，我们要得到自由。
But we have to conquer it.
我们如果要得到自由，我们必须战胜。
Once we conquered,
我们一旦战胜了肉体
，then this land becomes ours.
这块地就会成为我们的地。
It becomes we can feel the true.Inheritance.
我们就可以得到真正的基业。
So the inheritance, which is to become like, it becomes our kingdom of God within our heart.
那神的国在我们的心中就变成我们的产业。
Lord Jesus, send us the Holy Spirit.
那主耶稣赐给我们圣灵。
Still, we have to conquer with the rely on the Holy Spirit.
那虽然主耶稣赐给我们圣灵，我们还是要透过圣灵的力量来征服我们自己。
I receive the Holy Spirit. Everything done already.
不是说我们一得到圣灵，全部的事情就结束了。
But we have to build the true kingdom of God.
我们要继续的来建造神的国。
Romans chapter 14.
在罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14 verse 17.
第十七节这里说。
Chapter 14 verse 17.
罗马书第十四章。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
So we're looking for this kingdom within us.
所以我们在我们自己的心中要寻找这块地。
People came to the Lord Jesus to ask.
有人来到耶稣面前问了这个问题。
The Pharisees, as to when the kingdom of God was coming.
那法利赛人也问耶稣，神的国什么时候要降临？
Jesus says the kingdom of God is not coming with the signs and observed.
那耶稣也回答他们，那神的国并不是
The kingdom of God is not here and there.
神的国并不是在这里或是在那里。
The kingdom of God is in your midst.
神的国在你们中间。
So the Paul.All ask us rejoice always.
所以保罗才告诉我们要时常喜乐。
The one who conquered the established the true kingdom of God within our heart.
因为我们如果在心中建立神的国，那就会有喜乐。
Can rejoice all the time.
我们就常常会有喜乐。
The Caleb, he asked the most difficult one, the challenge one. He asked for it.
加勒他。要求约书亚给他最困难的一块地。
Let's look at we go back to the last portion, Joshua chapter 14 from verse 13.
我们请翻回约书亚记十四章第十三节。
14 verse 13 to 15.
到第十五节。
So Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of the Japheth for the inheritance. 14. Therefore, the Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the sons of Japheth, the Kenizzites, until this day, because he followed the Lord God of Israel fully. Verse 15.
第15节.
Now the name of Hebron was formerly Kiriath Arba, for Arba was the greatest man among the Achims. Then the land had rest from war. When the Caleb conquered this land, which the so-called place like Kiriath Arba.
所以后来, 加勒就战胜了的, 就得到了这个地, 叫, 这个地的名字叫基利亚巴。
Any place that you see the Kiriath is a town.
所以基利亚, 基利亚这个名字就是, 诚意的意思。
So Arba town, okay, it's Arba's town.
所以是巴的城市。
Most greatest people at that time, so, you know, the Anakims live in this place. That's why Kiriath Arba.
那巴是从亚巴这个名字来，亚巴就是亚纳族中最尊大的人。
But Caleb changed this place's name is Hebron.
可是后来，那加勒把这个名字改成希伯伦。
Hebron is the meaning of unions.
那希伯伦的意思就是同心。
Caleb made a victorious life.
那加勒他
Because he willing to fight for his land, promised land. Because he was faithful to God.
那他也,
so God blessed him to having this land. So that's Joshua chapter
14.
Do you have any your reflections from this chapter?
我们从第十四章有任何感想吗?
Any questions out of this?
或是有任何问题吗?
Any of your reflections or what or your comments?
或是对, 整篇道理有任何, 问题吗?
Because I know I'm standing here, so it's hard.
只要我站在这里，所以大家都不好意思。
Let us learn the faith of Caleb.
所以希望我们能够学习加勒的信心。
So always remember, we never follow the man.
那我们也要时常记得不要跟从人。
Well, because one of the pastor and us, and you know, to comment on this is, human being is a human being.
因为有另外一个传道，他有提到人就是人。
Because man is man, which means that we all came from flesh.
他的意思是说，大家都是属肉体的。
Don't think that this man is greater than man.
所以我们不要觉得说这个人好伟大，那个人好伟大。
Man is man.
因为人就是人。
We are coming here to serve ourselves. We can offer ourselves to God, to His church, to be part of their glorified name of God.
我们来这里就是要成为神的仆人，为神做工，让他的教会能够得到荣耀。Church
is perfect.
那教会是完美的。We
talk about the spiritual church.
这就是属灵的教会是完美的。But
the one who all the come together to people and come from all different places, the Christians that we can say believers, they are not perfect.
但是 属在世界上的教会，就是这些不同地方的人组织成的这个教会，这是不完美的。
If you think all the members are perfect, come out of this expectation, we easily failed.
那我们如果期望教会中每一个信徒都是完美的，那我们就会非常失望。
Man cannot be perfect.
因为人不可能完美。
From the little one,
从小的
all the way, you know, all the ministers, all the council board, no matter what, we are not perfect.
从最小的的小朋友到职务会人员，甚至传道，大家都不完美。
Don't follow the people.
所以我们不能跟从人。
We just follow the Lord Jesus.
我们只要跟从神就好了，主耶稣就好了。
There is no such things like fair and unfair.
那我们也不能说什么是公平的，什么不公平。
So, within there, do my portion to contribute. Do my portions within the given portions. I glorify the name of God. That's all.
我们只要尽着自己的能力，能够来尽责就好了。
Then we are facing to the all the challenges in our life.
啊，这样我们就可以面对生命中全部的挑战。
That we come to the Lord, we can serve God, we can help the part of ourselves to offer to God.
那我们来到神面前，也是尽我们的能力来服侍神。
We notice because how we can help our Christian our in a marriage life to be successful.
那我们想想看，要如何让我们的婚姻。
At the beginning, we're looking for the best spouse, you know, because all the requirements, you know, we just line up, you know. This kind of husband, this kind of these things, so qualify this and this. But end up, you find the husband, same thing, you know. Man is man, husband.
所以我们在择偶的时候，我们有很多的条件，说我们的配偶必须要怎么样。但是结婚之后，你就发现人就是这个样子。
That's why the you know the Samaritan woman changed five husbands, but all the same.
所以为什么撒玛利亚妇人她换了五个先生，后来都是一样的
？To be wife, I mean to be wife also.
啊，这对太太来讲也是一样的。
This kind of that kind of all things end up find out it's not true, you know.
虽然有很多要求，到后来发现说这些都大家都没有办法。
Then we can think about how we can make a perfect marriage.
没有办法通过这些标准。
We come to our spouse. Eventually, we find out both sides of weakness.
所以要如何有一个完美的婚姻，就是看到大家。了解互相都有缺点。
Our spouse, we trying to patch up the weakness.
那我们只是要弥补对方的缺点。
So that we can our marriage to be perfected.
让我们的婚姻能够美满。
It's not husband and wife is perfect.
先生跟太太都并不完美。
But with the love of God, we can serve each other. We can complement each other to helping ourselves, our one body. Then this is a perfect marriage.
但是透过神的帮助，我们可以互相弥补，那这样就会有一个完美的婚姻。
Church also same thing.
那在教会也是一样。
Don't looking for anybody who perfect so that you can follow. Never.
我们在教会并不是要找一个完美的人来跟从。
The only things we can pray for each other.
我们只能互相代祷。
That we can forgive each other.
让我们能够互相赦免。
We can accept our difference we each other.
那也能够包容大家不一样的地方。
So that we can be one body in the Christ.
所以在基督里，我们可以成为一个身体。
So that we can continue to fight against our enemy out there, the Satan.
所以我们才可以同心的与我们的敌人征战。
And God will give us a strength.
那神也会给我们力量。
God will give us wisdom.
神会给我们智慧。
So that let His church.To be glorious, then.
让他的教会能够得荣耀。
This is the spiritual battle.
这就是属灵的战争。
But Satan always comes us to trying to make a division from among us.
那撒旦是常常要在我们之间挑拨离间。
Trying to stirring up the I am better than others.
他要让我们觉得我们比别人好。
So instead of the you know other people, I have to do this.
那我们会说，因为别人没有办法做，所以我只好做这个。
No, let the God can do it.
我们要让神来带领我们。
Through the prayer.
透过我们的祷告。
Because you know the Galatians chapter 5 said, you can crucify your passion and desire to the crucified on the cross.
加拉太书第五章说要我们在十架上钉死我们的情欲。
Let the being our life led by the Holy Spirit and the desire of the Spirit.
那我们要让我们的生命被圣灵带领。
So this is the way we can victories. We can make victories. against Satan.
我们只要这样就可以战胜撒旦。
So the way, I think, Kanogapak Church, all the brothers and sisters, this way we can one body in the Christ.
那肯诺加教会的弟兄姐妹，如果这样行的话，我们也可以成为一个身体。
So that we can make a final victory.
所以我们可以得到最后的胜利。
Do we know the tour to the end, the Satan's work is stronger than before?
我们知道在世界末日，撒旦的工作会比以前更强盛。
We have to be the survivor on the last day.
那我们在最后那一天必须是生存者。
Only is the possible through united with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只有与耶稣基督合一，我同心，我们才可以战胜。
Let us make it the victorious, our given the victory, that yet continue to make a complete victory in the Lord.
那希望我们能够继续在在主里面的打胜战。
You'll sing him 356.
我们请唱最后一首是356首。